Sex and Children. When children can be born of the balance of the male and female aspects, both within and between the parents, they will also be able to balance and unfold into life on earth in the kind of family situation that will respect, accept, encourage, and nurture this spiritual balance. When children being born can experience an environment that nurtures their true being, the evolutionary process will speed up tremendously. No longer will people have to spend so much of their time trying to recover from what happened to them in the womb, at birth, and in early stages of their life. Children will be able to grow and evolve within the family from the start. It is a real possibility to attune yourself so that any children you have in the future will be attuned to you and the rest of your family. Parents and other family members you already have may or may not accept this growing spiritual attunement in you. Old conditioning and conditional love has often pressured people so that they have not found their own sense of self or their own path very easily. Many have abdicated to images held by family members as to what and how they are supposed to be. Family members on earth often reflect one another's denials, and some denials reflected by family members are very deep and old. You may be reacting to what you have, consciously or subconsciously, denied and projected. When this happens, you are not seeing the true essence. This is why it is often not possible to process these denials directly with one another. The complexities of this will unfold as you progress in your process, and is another reason why it is much preferable to process with yourself first. Processing in this way can bring shifts in your relationships with others. To find spiritual balance for yourself can bring spiritual balance to your entire family, which will bring much needed harmony. Many of the problems on earth and within family relationships can be traced to sex without love, or sex with only conditional love. When sex is not given acceptance within my love, this energy field has an adverse effect, not only on the people involved, but also on the children who may be conceived. When this is the case, the denials involved can manifest in the children, and the accompanying judgments can partially or fully block receptivity. The spiritual sanctity of sex is not in its right place when sex is treated as something dirty, shameful, or in other ways that place it outside of my loving light. Sex is not meant to be evil, base, lustful, animalistic, or any of the other judgments it has received. Sex is not to be placed outside of my love and light by labeling it as something to be outgrown or given up when spiritual awareness is seriously sought. Since the will has been so denied and misunderstood, the act of physically having sex has often been filled with these denials. Instead of a shared loving experience, sexual activity has often been dominated by denials, physical need, and a drive for gratification. This creates a separation or gap between sex and my loving light, in which many things can and have manifested that have been very problematic, not only for the people involved, but also for Earth. The questions that some people have raised about what has been labeled loose sex have been founded in feelings that something is not right about it. But it is sex without love, not sex without societal approval. That is what has not been right about it. Instead of each situation being seen for what it is, the judgments have angered many people who have counterjudged that it was just some punitive religious ban or prejudice against people enjoying their bodies. The understanding of the sanctity of sex has been, for the most part, lost. And while understanding was meant to be sought, the presence of these judgments froze the energy field until most people began to think that the judgments against sex were the reality of having sex. This is all going to clear up as people end their own denials. When people have a sexual relationship, this closeness and focus opens their energy fields to one another, and their energy fields mingle together. The love that is present and the denials will also mingle together. People have not known what is being held in a state of denial. In sexual relationship, what is yours becomes what is ours. When men ejaculate, they can and often do pass denied emotion to their partner. This is problematic, but it is particularly problematic when what is passed is denied hatred of women with a charge of denied rage. Each person must be responsible to themselves, as no one can really be the determiner of this for another. If the ones involved claim they have only love and have not given acceptance to their denied undercurrents that they have, they are having sex in the presence of denial. Opening to accepting your own judgments and denied feelings is the most important thing you can do to help this situation. Sex in the presence of denial, and especially sex without love, has been opening space for problematic reflections to manifest and for denial spirits to enter Earth. Sexual energy is magnetic, and magnetic energy attracts what it is vibrating. The love that would naturally connect through sexual closeness is meant to increase light, love, and will presence through orgasm. But will denial is not able to attract loving light. With denial in the energy field, orgasm has been increasing the presence of denial on Earth. So many people have increased the denial on Earth in this way that the ones able to see it have thought that sex brings darkness to Earth. The true understanding is that sex in the presence of denial has been increasing the darkness on earth. Not only do the ones doing this increase their own denial and lessen their light, the children they attract to be born through these unions carry the denials that are present between the parents. This has been playing a larger role than most people have realized when these denials manifest in the relationships with their partners and their children, and they dislike so many things about them. Many people have thought that child raising was not so pleasant, but was a necessity, even though most people have been told that it is supposed to be, and claim that it is, a wonderful and loving experience. The truth of the matter is that many parents have been having trouble accepting their own children unconditionally. Many parents have mixed feelings about their children, as they do about their partners, even though many people have tried to tell themselves that this is just the way life is, and that this is no accident. There is a definite relationship, which the more alignment you have within yourself, the more alignment you will attract as a partner and in your children. Wherever there is lack of alignment, you will attract the reflection of those denials. The more lack of acceptance in the parents, the more unacceptable and unaccepting their relationships with their children. Even though most people on earth have not yet experienced unconditional love for one another, this now needs to happen and must not be believed to be impossible. Everyone has had the experience of loving parts of another person and feeling very annoyed and even hateful toward other parts of that same person. It has been thought to be that when you love someone, you have to put up with whatever they do that does not please you. This has been called unconditional love. However, what about how this really feels to you? When you feel you have to suppress parts of yourself in favor of someone else, this is conditional love that involves self-denial and self-sacrifice that has not known how to fully love self and love another at the same time. An understanding needed now on earth is that many people, without realizing it, have left themselves open to attract to themselves darkness they have not been prepared to handle. This darkness is in themselves and in their children. It is a reflection of what they have not accepted in themselves. And it is more than that also, but is not something that can be fully explained right now. To open and accept your own denials and lack of self-acceptance can greatly improve the situation and help you understand what else needs to happen. It does not further healing to continue with the misunderstanding that I have asked people to sacrifice themselves for others. Original cause in creation had this misunderstanding as a part of it. If you look at this thoroughly and follow it through as many implications as you need to understand it, you will see that it does not work. And this includes the raising of children. Children need examples of how to relate in a realistic manner with others and not more examples of how to further deny themselves and others. It is necessary to know that any time a parent allows the birth of a child that it does not really want, there is an accompanying risk of allowing into the earth a spirit who cannot make its own choices well, or, even more likely, a spirit who will override the feelings of others in favor of itself. When spirits enter earth against the wishes of the ones bringing it into the world, they often continue the patterns of overriding others. Earth has been reaping the harvest of these practices. In taking responsibility for bringing spirits to earth, it is also necessary to realize that the openings made through conditional love have allowed a mixed presence on earth, and the openings provided without love have allowed loveless spirits to enter earth. Knowing yourself helps you to know whether you really want the child, or whether confusion about individual will and divine will is causing you to accept a child you do not really want. A child not totally wanted is not a child of unconditional love. Currently, abortion is actually preferable to increasing the presence of spirits who will deny others in favor of themselves, and preferable to increasing denial in general. To have a baby because others say it is required and abortion is not allowed brings more spirits who are not in harmony with respecting others. In pregnancy, both the baby and the mother have to be considered. If there is an alignment, conception will only take place, no matter what day of the cycle, if the parents both want a child and have the right child for them wants to enter at that time. Living with the fear that unwanted pregnancies are a part of life is not necessary. Unwanted pregnancy will not happen if both potential parents are balanced, and also will not happen if you use the method of birth control that you feel is necessary until your body tells you that it is no longer necessary. If you are on your way toward balance and are making this clear, denial spirits will not seek to be born through you, because they will know that you will not allow it. During the time that balance is being sought, unconditional acceptance of everything that happens along the way is needed, including any feelings of fear, anger, grief, guilt, and loss. If an unwanted pregnancy presents itself, seek the denials involved by looking over everything that presents itself about the situation and learn without making judgments. The conditioning that sperm are madly swimming for their life toward the egg no matter what, and that barriers to this are the only hope, need release. Sperm can be guided by the consciousness in which they are ejaculated. This is why some people wanting children and having low probability of producing them are able to do it anyway. This guidance is the consciousness of both potential parents and not just the male. The persons involved must both be clear about whether they want a child at this time or not, and the harmony must be at all levels between them, not just mental or just sexual or just feeling good with one another or any other partial acceptance. If on the way to balancing, you are not finding wholly compatible partners, some birth control is still going to be necessary. You can still see the situation as evolving toward a time when the need for birth control is a thing of the past. As the balance between spirits experiencing sex with one another increases, the presence of loving light, will, and heart on earth can guide the process of conception to attract only spirits in harmony with the destiny path of earth. Rest assured that this can happen quickly, but do not pressure yourself to be there before you really are, and allow yourself the space needed to learn what you need to learn so that you can evolve. The outer shifts that will bring this evolution are close, and the conception of a child at this time is going to reflect your denials, as well as your self-acceptance. You will then have a more complex situation in which to find alignment. So unless you feel you can have unconditional acceptance for whatever is going to happen, I recommend postponing pregnancy. This will not stop anyone from having children later if they so desire. But it will protect people from the grief or perhaps being unable to protect themselves and their children from the consequences of these denials and also from what is happening on Earth. The energy is needed now to focus on bringing the self into balance, needed at this time, as much as possible. You are going to be able to have children and lovingly care for them with much joy if you allow yourself to increase your own inner balance first. To have children without finding this balance can still be a healing path, but may bring more pain for the spirit and the will to have to work out. For example, pain in childbirth is another expression of less than total attunement between spirit and will, and between mother and child. The understanding needed is that judgment here is not helpful. Painful birth and difficult pregnancy can heal so that there will be no more painful or traumatic experiences. The pain of the will has increased each time it has given birth without the loving care and acknowledgement of the sacredness of bringing spirits forth on earth. To overpower does not need to happen between parents and children. Children need an opportunity to develop their own responses to situations and learn to choose accordingly, because right use of will is for all ages. If family is not allowing children to develop their free will, the children need to realize that they may have chosen this family, or there may not have been any other opening through which they could be born. They will have to accept this to whatever degree is necessary and do the best they can to make space for themselves and hold on to their own sense of self until they are able to leave home. If parents are not intending to interfere with the free will of their children, but are not sure about what this means. It does not mean letting the children run over you. This would be denying yourself in favor of them. However, do not deny them in favor of yourself either. This is a delicate balance, especially in the learning stages. If the behavior of your children does not make sense to you, discern between your own needs and theirs. For example, you might say, "I understand that you want to do this right now, and maybe you can do it later, but right now it is necessary for you to do this with me." Encourage and support your children while letting them learn, and protect them while they are learning. You can give guidance and let them learn without imposing your reality by requiring them to do or see everything your way. Protecting children from danger is necessary, especially in the world at large, but this can be done constructively without filling them with fear, often by simply being present with them. For example, instead of stopping a child from learning to do things by telling the child they are going to get hurt, you could help the child to be successful. Instead of telling a child to be quiet, you could listen to what the child is trying to express. Rather than making judgmental pronouncements, you could help the child to learn. If you feel you need to say something, make your comment specific rather than a generality about the child's abilities. To try and keep others where you are is not free will. If children see things that you do not see, for example, to fear a particular adult, the child needs to be allowed to have their feelings, and to be acknowledged, and to feel heard rather than dismissed or pressured because you see this person differently. It is important to give acceptance to emotional expression rather than use it to control what is accepted and allowed. If children are angry, see if they can be helped to find a healthy way to give it direct expression other than acting out, and start by giving acceptance to their anger. To express your own anger without frightening the child can also be helpful. Acceptance and acknowledgement can increase children's confidence and self-acceptance. As they grow, they can become more and more able to realize their potential, as well as recognize potential dangers or drawbacks. This approach can foster true independence, which makes the job of parenting easier and creates good alignments with the children. When children are ready to leave home, they can do so with confidence and balance, rather than in reaction to their parents. To start from where you are is the only point for beginning. You may need to begin by giving expression privately to your own emotions. This is often better done in private so that children do not misunderstand or become frightened of their parents' emotions. If you have enough self-acceptance to express your emotions in the presence of your children, this does not mean subjecting them to verbal diatribes. It means making the sounds of your emotions that need to be made. To give acceptance to children's emotions and points of view helps them communicate and to learn from one another, and not just the child from the parent, which can accelerate the growth. Chances are that time is going to be needed to reach the understanding needed, and allow time to show you what you need to see.